Shach, and Yeridea Simon Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Aleph quotes the Rekeach, who discusses a question: if a pregnant wife of a Kohen may enter a Beis HaKfaris, the concern is that she may be carrying a boy, and the boy is a Kohen, and a Kohen we know may not become Tameh. So the Shach says that she could go into the, quoting the Rekeach, says she could go into the Beis HaKfaris because we have a Svek Sveika. Number one, we're not sure if the child is a boy or a girl. And even if it's a boy, maybe he's a Nephil and the Nephil will not survive and there's no issue. Ask the Magen Avraham in Ore Chaim, Simen Shin Mem Gimel, Sivkotin Beis, why are we having discussion and need to rely on a Svek Sveika? We just learned in our Gemara on Daf Ayin in Masechta Chul and Daf Ayin Aleph that Tumah Belua, the Tumah that's inside a human being, doesn't become Tamei. So this child is in the mother's stomach while he's in his mother's womb, or she's in her mother's womb, is Tumah Belua, is something Belua, and does become Tamei. So what's the beginning and what's the basis of the Shach's discussion? There are many answers given to this question. The Ratvaz says that the Shach is referring to a situation where a woman is about to give birth. So since the woman is about to give birth, that can't be considered a situation of Tumah Belua, because something which is about to emerge is not an issue of Tumah Belua. The Prima Gadim takes a different approach. The Prima Gadim says that that Tumah Belua only prevents Tumah Daraisa, but it doesn't prevent Tumah Derabanan. And because of the Svek Sveika, we don't even have to worry about a Tumah Derabanan. The Chasam Sofer doesn't agree with the Prima Gadim. The Chasam Sofer says that even if we'll say that Tumah Belua is Zosim Derabanan, he says that's only in a situation which is common. This situation is not considered a common situation that Chazal would be makel. Davnim Beluim takes just the opposite approach. His approach is that where do we apply the concept of Tumah Belua, like in the situations that were mentioned in our sugya. In our sugya, we spoke about situations where the ring fell into a person's body. Rings don't belong in people's body. So that's why it's considered a Tumah Belua. However, a child developing in its mother's womb, that's of course the place where a child belongs, there we don't apply the concept of Tumah Belua. The Miches Chinuch takes a different approach. Miches Chinuch's approach is that we don't say Tumah Belua by a child in its mother's womb because we have a concept which is actually applied quite often, specifically in this parak that we're Baruch Hashem learning, that Uba Yerech Imayhu, that a child is considered part of its mother. When do we say that we're faced with a situation of Tumah Belua? Only in a situation where the object that we're discussing is totally separate from the person it's in. But a child, an Uber, being in its mother's womb is not considered not where it's supposed to be. And therefore, we see that Tuma Belua is different. Rabbi Chanan in the Kavod Shurim offers another pshat. He says there are rayas that the halacha of Tuma that apply to a kohen are different than all other halachas. He says that we know that the halacha is that not only may a kohen not be metame to a mess, but a kohen may not even go into a room where a geisus, a person who's very ill and is close to Ptira Rachman al-Tzlan, is in. So we see that the Torah has special halachas when it comes to speaking about the tumah of a kohen. So just like a kohen may not enter the room of a geisus, we can't just rely on the heter, says Rabbi Chanan, of tumah belua. We have to therefore come on to a new heter. We have to come on to a new heter of sex feka, as the Shach quotes the Rekeach. Another pshat that I saw that the Poskim say, that we find in Shoiftim by Eishes Menoyach, the mother of Shimshon, that she was an Akoro. And the Malach Hashem comes to her and tells her, Hine no at Akoro, v'lo yilarata, you're an Akoro that has never had children, v'yilarata ben, and you're going to have a son, v'afti shomrino, be careful, v'al tishti yayin v'sheicher, not to drink any wine, v'al toichli kol tome, or don't come in contact with tuma, kine har v'yilarata ben, omayro yolayala al roishoi, he will never take a haircut. Says the Radak that from here we see that there's a concept of kedusha menabetin, kedusha from conception, and just like we find over there that a nazir has that concept that he has to be kadosh mibetin. So too is the halacha of a kohen in his mother's womb. A kohen from when he's in his mother's womb is considered kadosh mirechem, and therefore the halachas of tuma that apply to a kohen apply to him as well. If not, that we have the shach's svek sveka. But this opens up a very important discussion. First of all, the Paiskim discuss that if anything, the heter of the Shach may not be applicable b'zman hazeh. Because nowadays, many ultrasound is taken, and the ultrasound tells us the gender of the fetus. And if the ultrasound will tell us that this fetus is a boy, then we don't have a sex fake anymore. And although maybe the earlier Paiskim that discussed the Shaila discussed the reliability of the ultrasound, that was in the earlier Paiskim, they weren't sure how reliable. They used to find that the ultrasound weren't 100% accurate in this determination. But now that it's quite accurate, so we don't have a sex fake. So if we're indeed going to say that there is no tuma belua, we can't rely on the concept of tuma belua, then we can't indeed allow a pregnant woman to go into the Beis HaKvaris. Similar question would be if we're entering a hospital. So the question is, how could she go into the hospital if they went to have the baby? So certainly, whenever we speak about these types of shailas, whenever we're dealing with an issue of sakonas nefashis, we have to do what you have to do, and that comes first. But maybe she should try to choose a hospital where there are less chance of being niftarim, or if there's an option of having the baby, she should in at home. Maybe that would be appropriate. The poskim, of course, say she has to always take in consideration what is best for the child and for herself. They do, however, suggest that after she's in the hospital and she, Baruch Hashem, had a healthy baby, she should stay in a room that's closed, with a closed door, because that is minimizing exposure to tumah. The Michas Yitzchak discusses in Shas Tshuvas Michas Yitzchak Chelik Yud Simen Mem Beis a different issue. He says, in general, there is a minig in certain circles that a woman who's pregnant does not go into the Beis HaKfaras. Not necessarily the wife of a kohen. And the question is, why is the basis for that minig? He says a beautiful pshat. He says that the Gemara discusses in a number of places throughout Shas that women, that because there was a fundamental argument between us and the tzedakim, if a kohen who just went to the mikveh that day but did not have Erev Shemesh, maybe they want to do the avodah of the paraduma. And we, based on brushes, to how that they may. But in order to show that we're not belittling or the importance of the tahara of the individuals who are involved in paraduma, everything else was done with the highest level of tahara. Meaning that the kohanim who were used to do the avodah were kohanim that were never exposed to tumah. And what does that mean? That they took women who were going to have such children and make sure that they never were exposed to tumah. They should be the kohanim doing the avodah of the paraduma. So we see that there's a concept of a child being born in absolute tahara. And obviously, there we're speaking about kohanim. But the concept of a child being born an absolute tahara comes from there. And that's why there became a minhag of women who are pregnant avoiding going to Beis HaKfaras.